and welcome to Season 9, Episode 45 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, once again in the presence of greatness in the form of the Chief and the Goon. Gentlemen, good evening. And we are coming down to the end of the year. Episode 45. I'm trying to think if we're going to make it to 52. We might run out of weeks. How are you, Chief?
I am confused as to why it is 80 degrees.
Oh,
in the end of November, middle of November.
What? It's pretty up. It's pretty up here, bro. So,
isn't that good for you? Like laying out on the rock and everything.
I said I'm not complaining. I'm confused. You know, there's a difference.
I thought he was up laying on his new roof.
I was up there.
Yeah. Like that's.
I'm sure the people who constantly drive by that state highway, mm-hmm. they are no longer confused seeing me up on the roof.
Well, especially when they see the red dot painted on them.
So
I'll never see that.
Yeah, exactly. there's just a scope. There's no red dot.
There's no dot. No dot.
You don't need a dot with the rifle.
Oh, okay.
The Royal Showcat has made her appearance.
Hello, Royal Showcat.
Meow is the time.
She says, it's so good to see you, Meow.
Yes.
We're all very happy, Meow, to be here.
Does she still report to Chairman Meow?
Oh, wow.
All right, Chief wins.
What's it? Yeah. You're king of the meow jokes.
King of the meow jokes. We have lots of kings tonight.
Did I on the show tell my joke about the woman who got stopped by the cop?
In your head, maybe.
I haven't quite caught up on it. So a cop pulls a lady over and says, can I have your name, ma'am? And she goes, sure, it's Frida.
Yes, you did.
I did tell this joke. Okay.
Free to go?
Yes. Thank you, officer. Have a very nice day. Drive away.
You're free to go. Okay. There you go. Oh,
that's how you do it.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. So we're, I don't know. We really didn't have anything planned for tonight. We're just gonna wing it, which, you know, my boss says that we need a little more focus on our shows. And I went, yeah, no. Anyway.
Wait a minute. Okay. Huh. Okay. Well, when's he willing to be a guest and help us provide focus?
Oh,
because we've got a topic perfect for him.
We do.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that. Because I know a friend of mine is going to be starting her own podcast and would like to talk with business owners about how they've weathered the shutdown.
Hmm. That could be
that may interest him too. So he could be a guest on two shows right away.
Well, there you go. That'd be awesome. I will. You know what? He'll probably hear about this tomorrow because I think he listens about as quick as the number one fan does.
So excellent.
I will be in the office on Wednesday. I will discuss it forthwith. Look at that. Rich has an assignment. Okay.
In the area. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chief.
Today is Monday.
Yeah.
What does Crutch have planned for tomorrow?
Well, Crutch goes to work 5 days a week. He only goes to his office 2 days a week, Monday and Wednesday. I don't work at my office.
I understand how that works.
I am a Bedouin. I travel the lands and do work elsewhere.
You
remember the French Foreign Legion, you know?
You have a camel?
I wish that was.
You're going to be a New York City mounted officer. You've got your camel,
the father of the bride.
So, speaking of New York, have you heard what?
Let's let that one go. Fine. Okay.
Yes, we're moving along. Okay. Let's see. Have you heard of the territory that basically wants to secede?
There are portions of New York City or state?
City.
Portions of New York City want to secede because they don't want Mondami as their mayor.
Correct.
Here's my feeling on that. There are 8 million people in the city of New York City. Only 1 million of them voted. The other 7 million can suck wind because they couldn't gather up enough oomph to go to the polls. Too bad, so sad. Try harder next time.
Staten Island has already put forth their request.
Who are they going to secede to, Jersey?
No, they want to be...
Nobody wants to live there.
They want to be out of New York City.
Oh, they're going to just be part of New York State.
Yes.
Ah, okay. So they want to incorporate, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, they want to become Staten Island Independence Declaration. What was the... They had a specific statement. The statement was that they do not want to be part of the Mandami Caliphate.
Wow.
Very nice. Very nice.
Dude's not even in office. And he's
It's literally, if you type the word Staten, which really should get you a whole bunch of drugs as well. But if you just type the word Staten in Google, it is literally the first thing, Staten Island secession.
Yes. So.
I don't blame them. They're an island.
That's true. They'll need a new flag.
Don't tread on me is available.
Those of us without, you know, full-time employment have plenty of time to search up pretty frivolous things.
Some of us now work every day, but...
It's not frivolous, though, right?
Our staff writer, though, the other morning summed up kind of how I feel about this project at this point. I'm having a lot of trouble dredging up any F's to go to work.
Should ask Mr. Browning where he put his.
I cannot find any more F's with a flashlight, both hands, a map, or an F-detecting dog.
I love that, F-detecting dog.
I didn't know those existed.
I didn't either, but if I had one, it wouldn't help. And you can ask Crutch. I'm programming, so I've become rather silent when I'm out there programming. I don't talk to him, and then he kind of gets offended a little bit, I think.
We see, sir, what, you're ignoring him or something?
You, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, me?
To him of you,
you're
sir.
Crutch. You're Crutch.
No.
For those who
Crutch doesn't feel that way. Crutch thinks you're picking on him. Crutch doesn't like this. Talking about myself in the third person. There you go. Crutch is not happy with the way this show is going. We're 8 minutes in. Crutch wants to restart.
I think I see where the lack of focus is coming from. Just saying.
Well, no, it just, unfortunately, I got a message from my wife, and I'm sorry. I love you guys like brothers. I sleep with her. So she, when the message comes in, I read it.
Because we like them girls that don't stab.
Don't stab. Exactly. That's right. But it's okay. It's all, she was remarking that she heard me singing before the show started.
So was I.
I do karaoke to warm up my voice.
Nice.
Apparently too loud. She was hearing it downstairs.
I just came back from rehearsal, which if my voice sounds funny, that would be why.
And what are you doing a rehearsal for, Goon?
We are, our church is doing a Christmas choir, and we're singing two songs. One is called My Song to the King, which has What Child Is This embedded in it.
Oh, nice.
And that one actually sounds very majestic. We sound really good. And the other one is called Something Child, which is a written for Christmas choral piece that I've never heard before, but that is very melodic and beautiful, and I like that one too.
I have two questions for you, Goon.
Yes.
Where are you singing it?
We are singing this at on December 7th at 3:00 PM at Oakdale Church in Olney, Maryland.
Okay. Olney, part of Maryland, like you stated. It is a very blue part of Maryland. Will there be protests as you sing towards the king? Like no king protests?
Oh my gosh, you got to watch out for the no kings protests.
You can only hope.
Because Antiqua, if they show up, they're pretty easy to overcome and distract. All you have to do is offer them, just offer them coffee and donuts, and it kind of takes all the wind out of their sails.
Yeah, but it doesn't take it out of their depends.
Oh, well, it depends.
Right. Especially if they added the broccoli souffle for breakfast.
Who has had a broccoli souffle for breakfast?
This would be Crutch raising his hand right now.
Okay. If you gave me a broccoli souffle for breakfast, bad things would happen about an hour later.
So we ordered dinner from Outback last night. Last night? Yeah, last night. And they had a special where you get like four meals for a really low price. So we ordered four steaks. My son took one of them to college and he had it for dinner tonight. But we ordered basically mashed potato side and salad side and broccoli side. And we forgot the broccoli. Broccoli sat up on the counter and we finished dinner. We're like, where was the vegetable? Oh, it's up on the counter. So we have a lot of broccoli right now. So I decided to be a little adventurous and I kind of worked it into my breakfast this morning. It was very good.
Okay. So what was in the actual broccoli souffle?
It was more just broccoli omelet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So see, details matter, sir, especially for those.
Both have eggs and broccoli.
Yes.
I think the important thing is eating broccoli for breakfast.
Yeah. Okay. I get that part. I can tell you, I'm sorry, you were going to say something.
No, I am being aggressively pawed while you speak. Showcat is even moving the microphone so it no longer faces me.
So what does this tell you?
That she's really in charge?
Well, you knew this.
Well, you know, how old is she now?
How old are you, baby doll? Are you 10? 11? Swear if she, something like
I'm,
that.
I'm cutting the show.
We should have put a voice in there. That would have been awesome.
That'd have freaked out the people.
Kind of golem sounding. Hardly ever hear her, and now she's talking.
Usually keeps it to herself, but she just felt today was the day.
Did you hear the new cat AI of cats robbing people?
No.
All right, so
I love me some AI funds.
Yes, I will get you the video, which Goon will be able to watch, but Crutch will have to wait. It is very well done. It is one of those Ring camera scenarios.
Oh, okay.
Where a cat has a shotgun and cat-like things ensue after that. It's a shame. And I say all the power of the internet, and we're still making cat videos. That has not changed.
By the way, have any of you heard the constant pounding since we started the show?
That would be my heart.
No. That would be Peaches upstairs chasing her tail, running around in a circle, making an awful lot of noise right over the top of the bunker.
Oh, good timing. I hear that all day long at work.
Peaches? Yeah. Wow.
And there she was up there, what she did all day.
Amazing. She gets through the guard shack and everything. No, they're still working on the roof. They say they'll be done by Thanksgiving. They didn't say which year. So,
I have something in there. It's, I guess only Goon can enjoy it right now.
Okay.
This Friday.
The still image is good now.
There's a documentary that is going to be released.
Oh.
And all of us in the conspiracy world cannot wait for it.
I am. This is going to go with the book Hurricane got me for Christmas. Teach Your Cat Gun Safety.
Yes.
Cat robbery. That's great. Gotta love it.
The thing is called Age of Disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, there's a lot of hype behind it, but if what they are saying is accurate, then a lot of people are going to feel really weird, whoever called me the quote-unquote conspiracy theorist.
This is one of those aha moments. I was right all
along. This is one of those, this is where you are in the timeline of the end of the age.
Wow. So what you're telling me is I'm not going to get to retire.
We've discussed that at length, yeah. in which I have tried to get you to get that. But this specifically is about the leaps in technology, where they have come from. I don't know how long we have had them, but we didn't understand what we had, and how this lines up with like three books in the Bible. Mm. So, like, I think Ezekiel, Daniel, Revelation.
I knew Revelation had to be in there.
Yeah. Anytime we're speaking about end time stuff, it's going to rear its head.
Indeed. Indeed.
But this is going to be, we're just hoping that it is not let down, because it's supposed to be a lot of people who are basically on their way out in life, that held a certain, you know, government entity that we do. And I guess the lifetime commitments are over, and they're like, look, here's the deal. But instead of this time just, you know, blabbing off and then dying, they're supposed to provide proof. So that is what we're all waiting for. Because if they do that, and it coincides with this mysterious meteor that isn't a meteor, which I know I shared with you and we shared with the world, these photographs, you notice no one has, one, reported on it, two, try to debunk it. They're just like, those photographs never happened. I don't know. Much like the Epstein files until like a couple days ago, you're like, that's not even really a thing.
Yeah, I saw, you're talking about the photos from Japan?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, I didn't think those were photos. They looked like more like artist renditions.
Right.
They can't trust anything anymore. We're living in the age where I literally fed a picture to an application online, and I asked the application politely, would you please remove somebody from this photo? And they did such a great job, I can't tell where the person was before. You know, so yeah, nothing's real anymore.
Well,
I'm not even real. This could be an entire AI generated person here.
This is why I expected, if it were a problem, because much like you, especially in my line of conspiracy work, it's a question of everything. And then you have to wait for the rebuttals. So there were image analysis and other people. And I would have said this is suspect if it weren't for the fact that everyone pretended it didn't happen.
Right.
That usually means there is some credence to it. And then it's like, well, how much credence do we give? And it all comes down to who's trying to hide it? Does anyone mention it? Does it get wiped from the internet completely? And as it stands right now, we're entering that zone. So I'm like, okay, there may be some validity to this. And that is why I bring it up. Because, yeah, you would think that's an artist rendition. It clearly stated that it was photographed from one of their telescopes. And I said, at first I said, that's impossible. Like, if it's traveling at X speed, you're not going to get a clear image. There's no dithering. So what's it? How many filters did you apply in order to clean it up? You know, give me something. But it was just like, no, that picture doesn't exist. I don't know what you're talking about. That never happened.
Right.
And that's when I'm like, okay, now I am more interested than I was before.
Thank you for seeking my interest.
So now we see that the object is accelerating when it shouldn't have.
Oh, it's been doing all kinds of stuff that it shouldn't do. Or it's been doing a bunch of stuff that each individual thing has a very low probability of ever happening. The idea that they're all happening is it puts it, you know, it puts it in lottery land.
I was so hoping that you had made a trip to Georgia.
I know. So Georgia's not that far, but no, I hadn't. I have one for tonight, though. So wish good thoughts.
Well, that's a good Ben Orton. Then I'll go down to Florida and pull the knife out of the head of the gator.
That was a great picture. Ladies and gentlemen, I will include that picture in the show notes because that's an awesome picture. There's a gator.
Excaligator.
Excaligator. There is a gator that is floating around in Florida and it has a knife embedded in its head. And we are pretty sure that if Goon goes down there and pulls that knife, he gets to be king of Florida.
Oh, just wait. I'm going to go and claim my birthright.
And Deus ex Floridian.
And wait until some of the people who have displeased me see what happens.
So I'm gonna guess there's some people who work for a corporation that begins with the letter D that might have some issues.
I'm gonna stand and fly right, but I would be a compassionate king. Oh. And I would reward them for doing the right thing. Now they won't have a choice. Cause if they don't do it, I'm just gonna expropriate their theme parks and run them the way I want. It's good to be the king.
We all knew that Goon was a benevolent dictator.
Well, I mean, dictator nonetheless, but benevolent's nice.
Yeah,
I like benevolent.
When you exude that much charisma, you know.
Even if he isn't, they think he is.
Yes. It all works in your favor. It's amazing.
Exactly. And I like Florida. We can make Florida a better place with just a few simple changes.
Florida shall become great again.
Make Florida great again. I'm sure there's someone who has a home there that will help me. And will probably welcome, I think, all but maybe one of these changes.
Mm. What change would you like to do?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it at the end of the show.
Okay. Cliffhanger, folks.
Well, all Goon has done is made them let the show to end faster.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a wonderful show. And
here is Mr. Browning going, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, much like they did in Dragon Ball Z last time on Swimming with the Fish, Goon had promised, you know, something.
That's right. Tune in next week. Same Swimming with the Fish time, same Swimming with the Fish channel.
Oh, that reminds me. Somehow in my YouTube Shorts feed, oh, goodness, I cannot believe. Yvonne Craig. There we go. Yvonne Craig's, two major roles in the 60s came up on my YouTube feed. And I'll bet you dollars to donuts that the Goon can name both of those two major roles that she had in the
60s. I certainly can. That girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the green girl on Star Trek, the original series.
Marta,
yes.
And,
I have to look up this person because I don't know who they are.
Yvonne, you know who Batgirl is. You remember Batgirl from the original series.
What a pretty, pretty woman.
With the fake red hair.
That's okay. I'm all right if it's fake. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's better if it isn't, but you know.
Okay, so now I know who you're talking about. But we have gone past that.
Right.
That is weird.
What's what?
I don't see how anyone can be comfortable in those suits.
Oh.
Yeah. I believe she was a trained dancer before she became an actress.
I think that's true.
So, yeah, her role in Star Trek was impressive.
She
was crazy as a loon. Oh, what a character she played, too.
Oh, she was... reminded us of Gwendolyn a little bit from the Renfest, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but she had, you know, the problem with Marta is she is one of those girls who does stab.
As is Gwendolyn, which is why you wouldn't let me talk to her and get her on as a guest.
Oh, that's right. She did, in fact, stab him, didn't you? Twice. Three times.
Remember the game she was playing, Dirk Dirk Goose?
That's right. That was so bad.
He actually pulled me back, Chief. No, you may not go and talk with her to be a guest on the show because she's crazy.
Yes, she's, yeah, yeah. Well, there's a really good chance that, you know, our poor little goon would have been a goonlet. Filleted.
You saved his life, is what you're saying.
I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. It's not my nature.
When I come into my birthright, I shall remember thee.
Why, thank you. Suddenly I feel like I should be hanging around to your left. Just, you know.
Oh, someone rid me of this troublesome manager.
Wow.
And there'll be no problem. There'll be no problem if, you know, what happened in history happens again.
Yeah.
There'll be nothing to see. Right. There'll be nothing to see here. You see what I'm saying?
Who can say?
I want the spaceship to come back.
Which spaceship are you referring to?
Yeah, I mean, you mean the one I got off of? I literally got off for a bathroom break and got stuck here. So.
See your memories finally returned.
Yep. You know, just pick the wrong bush. Next thing you know, they drive off. They think it's really funny. I'm stuck here 50 years. The audience has gone, where's this show going? We don't know. That's part of the fun.
That's why we do this.
If we had a roadmap, we'd be bored.
If we had a theme, we'd, you know, probably have more listeners.
Maybe.
Who could say?
We should mention talking about the same thing every day.
I can't. I mean, I can talk about some fun things that happened to me this week and one troubling thing that happened today.
What happened to you today? I thought you were programming. How can there be any trouble when you're programming?
We have a new young person in the office.
How young?
Well, that's sort of part of the story. We were talking. She is a tester, and she is very competent, and a very nice person. And I can't use her real name, and I don't really know what to call her other than the new gal.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about something today, and I was putting in a resume for someone. We lost a person on my team, and I had a resume of a young man who just graduated college. And I asked her, I said, you haven't been out of college that long, have you? And she goes, 6-7 years, a little longer than I thought, but still, you know. And I said, well, what should I tell him about the project? He would be good for this position, but I don't really know what to say because I graduated in 1983. And she said, oh, I wasn't born yet.
No. In fact, let's see. You said she's been out of college 6 or 7 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's born in 1997.
So she's a tad older than my daughter.
A smidgen, wee bit.
And I know, it's we you and I have gotten to that age where we are now multi-generational. When I first moved on to the project I was on, that I'm on now, day one, this young lady asks me, what's my favorite Christmas movie? And I gave the only answer that matters, which is, of course, Die Hard.
Die Hard.
And then she looked at me, paused, and went, okay. And it turns out she's actually 5 months younger than my son. And, but you know, she solid programmer. There's a small chance that she's going to be coming back to our project once she graduates. Cause, she is also a senior in college now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you remember back in 2014?
Do I remember 2014?
The college votes that the Gordon's Fisherman assigned to us?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
In 2014. So they've been out of college for 10 years.
Well, I was just wondering if you ran across them, because one of them was quite arrogant. One of them couldn't even look at us. And the other one, who spoke for the guy who could not look at us, did not seem interested in the work.
Yeah, they were a trinity of dead weight. No. Yeah, I do remember them now. Holy cow, there's some brand.
We shall refer to them as the anchors.
I like that. I like that. Or blisters. Well, no, that's you show up after the work's done.
So you being the goon, ran across them when they got in your way as you came to visit us once. But that's...
Did he hurt them?
No, because they saw him much like the Rayman, who would... He knew you were going to be in his path, so he just moved out of the way ahead of time. But not didn't look at you while he did it. He just, I'm guessing,
look at anyone.
Yeah, this is why he was so good in his field, because he could detect trajectories of things without looking at all. This is why NASA loved him.
They definitely need that out there at NASA.
I hear that they are privatizing more of the programs, and I also hear that there has been a massive breakthrough in transmission capabilities. I don't know the validity of it, but China has stated that they are using lasers to transmit data, much like fiber optics, except without the cable. And they do not need the blanket approach that Starlink did, because instead of being 500 kilometers above the Earth, they are able to shoot the laser from 30 some thousand kilometers up and do some kind of spectrum so that it can bounce off, and they have reached gigabit speeds.
Huh.
So because it is China, if all that is true, then
yeah, that's a big if. I mean, they still claim they have 1.5 billion people.
Yeah, it's they actually have a lower birth rate than America now.
Yeah, there are some people who estimate that there's actually maybe no more than about 400 million Chinese, which is still, I mean, a large number, but for that much landmass, it certainly makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean, well, they don't have nearly the space that Russia does, and Russia has about the, well, nowadays, I think they have even less people than America does.
Well, they, you know, keep throwing them at a useless war.
Yeah, there's, Putin did something called Operation Meat Shield. All of us who have played any type of RPG said, this is absolutely horrifying.
Oh,
but he did it.
Operation Meat Shield.
And it is worrying the Ukrainians, because they're like, if he's willing to just throw away lives like that, they can't go one for one.
Right. Well, it's ex-KGB that did it for, you know, did for a living.
What do you... It's a crying shame, but I have given you the details.
Yes, thank you. I have included them in the show notes.
What a man.
That's what I do. I'm trying to be, you know, the guy here.
We care about the people.
We do. We cares about the peoples, all three of them.
We do. So yes, I had that disturbing moment today, and I had a nostalgic experience that I even called and spoke with Yonke Swamp Fox about.
Oh. And that was disturbing.
He sends his greetings to both of you gentlemen.
No, I meant it in order for you to reach out for, what was it, for confirmation or?
No. You'll recall my saying that I needed to find a new place to get my hair cut because they raised the rates where I was going.
Right.
By
and removing it.
More than what I was willing to pay. I found a barber shop in the nearby town of Aspen Hill that has the unlikely name. Ready? Barbershop.
It's called what?
Barbershop.
Oh, that's easy to find.
Aspen Hill. So is it across from the Home Depot? Off of Georgia?
Yes, it's in the shopping center. Opposite the Home Depot, where Michael's, and there's a food store in there and a bunch of little shops.
Yeah, down the street from Plaza de Mercado.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
Yes, it's a bunch of
Vietnamese barbers.
Yep.
And they, first of all, they ran over and opened the door for me, immediately told me they had a discount for military veterans and senior citizens, which no longer offends me. I like those. I went in about 5 o'clock on a Saturday because I knew they closed at 6 and I figured, well, there probably won't be a line. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that they ever have a line because there's like 8 chairs in there and 8 barbers.
Nice.
If you talk to them, you will find out that there was a guy, his name was Bruce, but that was his American name because you know how they have the little certificates next to the, so when you see that is definitely not what it was, but he was Vietnamese and they do a lot of charity work.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, there's no way that you're charging, what was it, like $18?
It was $20.
Okay, so I mean, I haven't been there in what, 4 5, it's been a long time since I've been there. So obviously inflation has caught up. But yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I know what you're talking about and I know the nice people that are there.
Yeah. No, they were wonderful people. They're definitely my new place to go get my hair cut. And they do shaves as well. So I mean there were little things that I remember that I like. For example, when they cut the back of your hair, you know, down by the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it with a straight razor and it is perfectly straight. They do my sideburns with a straight razor. And the guy was so skilled. It was like, I got to come have a shave here.
And they leather strap it out first too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a throwback to my childhood where, Yankee Swamp Fox and I'm pretty sure he went to the same barbershop. You know, I think there was only one in our town anyway, so. But he told me that he goes to a place called the Barber's Daughter, where a young lady whose dad was in fact a barber when he retired, she took over the business. And she's one of the few places that can still give a flat top.
Nice.
I have never had a flat.
Does she have to like get up on a little stool to do it for you?
I just do a regular haircut. Swamp Fox used to do a flat top, but he's kind of modified it now. So
I got something akin to it without asking.
That's probably not a good thing, Crutch.
No, it isn't. I had actually recommended my barbershop to Goon. They only have four chairs. Three of them were in service, when I went in, and unfortunately Tony, who is the place guy's
runs the place, and one who usually does my hair is busy. And I think his name is Mr. Han. He was busy, so I got the kid. And the kid is a nice enough guy, you know, more tattoos on the neck than I would prefer, but nice enough guy. He says, well, you want a regular? I'm like, you never cut my hairs. We don't have a regular here. Let me explain to you what I want. And he then proceeded to cut off most of my hair. But it'll grow back, I believe. And, you know, maybe.
I'm sure Secretary Head Seth would approve.
Yeah, well, yeah. It literally takes me about 11, 12, tops 13 seconds to wash my hair.
I did wash my hair this morning, and it was like, wow, that didn't take long at all.
And yeah, I'm down to one towel. So, you know, my enormous surface area is greatly reduced when my hair is shorter. So, yeah. Here's a little TMI for you. There you go. I got awkwardly silent here.
Did you get his full name?
Who? The kid?
Yes.
No, I can find out for you if you like. They call him the kid.
Well, because there's a difference between Han and Bihan.
Okay, that's not the guy who cut my hair, though.
Are you sure? As he was terrorizing the threads that are on your hair, you didn't hear him say they for the Lin Kuei at any point?
I, honest to God, I'm pretty sure that did not happen.
If it did, you found the Black Dragon hideout.
I probably shouldn't be there then, is what you're saying.
No, you may become unexpectedly famous.
Oh, that's frightening.
Well, you know, there've been Italians in history who haven't had such a good time in the barbershop.
Well, I can actually tell a story about an actual barber, my grandfather, who, well, let's just say that my grandfather and the folks that ran the numbers in parts of Boston were loosely affiliated. Anyway, there was, in fact, a low-level member of the Cosa Nostra who he tended to talk too much, and my grandfather even told him once or twice, you talk too much. And he was talking about how, you know, he was so important and he could do whatever he wanted and the big bosses didn't scare him. And then he stopped coming around, and then the police showed up and my grandfather's like, used to get his hair cut here, used to get a shave here. That's all I know. I think they fished him out of the water like a week later. So, bad things happen at barbershops.
Well, you know, you just got to keep your mouth shut.
You just keep your mouth shut. It's really, you know, you talk too much.
Hey, you nobody needs to know everything, right?
Seriously, just, you know.
These are life lessons.
Well, or lack thereof. Well,
that can happen right there.
There you go. Probably close enough. There was actual dead people at my grandfather's barbershop.
Did you for see sure. dead people?
Well, he used to shave dead people.
Oh.
He had to just a side gig. He would he had to deal with the mortuary, and they would bring the dearly departed over, and he would give them their last shave and haircut. Because as you well know, your beard and your hair still grow after you have shuffled off the mortal coil.
I did not know that.
Yes, siree. And you know what else sometimes happens? Sometimes people die on an intake as opposed to an exhale. So imagine you're late at night and you're a barber and you're working on a dearly departed. And he suddenly goes, My grandfather ran out of the barbershop, ran next door to the candy store that had a phone, because not everybody had a phone back in the day. He called the mortuary and said, come get him. I don't think he's done, and I don't want to do this no more. And that was the end of that side gig. Oh, the stories.
You can only hear the Jason Voorhees music once and never be the same. Because as you know, there's a forest in our backyard, and me being the dumb person I was, just started thinking about that. And then I started seeing things, and then I heard it. And then I was like, I'm getting out of here. And I didn't have, it didn't matter how many weapons I had, the answer was knocking that off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, without a doubt. Your backyard is scary.
Yes, even for me. And I live here. I question some of the choices I have made now.
I think it's worked out for you in the grand scheme of things.
I hope so.
Your wife is happy, and really, what else matters, Chief? Come on.
Indeed. But she's not happy all the time, and I'm pretty sure that there's nothing.
There's no such thing.
My dear sir, no one's wife is happy all the time.
Yep, it all goes back to Adam and Eve, and I have everything, but is there more? Yeah.
The only way you have a happy wife all the time is to be a bachelor your entire life.
Well, then you don't have a wife.
There you go.
Exactly.
That's the only one. See, the only wife that is happy all the time is a figment of your imagination.
Here out with the lesson.
Right.
So it is the new robots that the Chinese have made.
Oh, Lord. I saw some of the skin. It's freakishly real.
Not just the skin. Did you see the walk?
Well, I saw the Russian one try to walk. That was fun. That was funny.
I'm pretty
sure. Did you see the continuation on that video where they tried to bring out the black screen?
I'm sure that those people
don't exist anymore.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so you've got, what is this? Is this Chinese? This is Japanese robots, right?
Yeah. No, these are Chinese robots. Chinese robots that have no reason to have the features they do and the movements that they do.
Okay. Chinese woman robot dance comes up. Oh, there you found her already.
No,
you already knew it. I don't like the face. I'm scared by the face. The face scares me. Well, I will include this in our show notes, and it's not my fault if you all have bad dreams. I'm going to say right now.
The problem is, even the robots can tell the difference between a male and female, because the way that a female works versus the way that a man walks is different.
Sure.
And they have accentuated that.
Oh,
they have also, they have.
They're voguing, is what you're telling me.
Well, so when I was watching their construction, I was watching female reporters grabbing certain areas and squeezing. And I was like,
wow,
what has the world come to? Which goes back to this movie, because the phrase is as in the times of Noah. And I'm like, man, it was bad. So
I'm going to be checking the weather reports.
How long can you tread water, Crutch?
Apparently not long enough. But speaking of long enough, I think the show's gone long enough. We've rambled in so many directions.
We have. Once again, we have no theme to hold this together.
No. Broccoli omelets. Let's go with that.
Shoot it.
It won't hold anything together. In more ways than one. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for dipping into our little swimming pool of craziness. And we will be here next week, and I promise the filtration system will be working better. But before we go, please enjoy a few words from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by His Majesty the King of Florida. His Majesty the King of Florida bids you welcome to Fun in the Sun, I decree that no longer do we need a choice in theme parks. Disney will do for all. There can be only one. Our exchequer, DeSatan, is hereby banished to Hoboken. Good luck. There is a tariff on liberals of 300%, and any who leave my realm forfeit their money and profits to the crown. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And? In the military? Get a haircut, get a shave, and you tubby maggots, get in shape. The day starts at 0400 for all of you who don't know that boys are boys and girls are girls. Endorsed by His Majesty the King of Florida, with His Majesty's compliments to Prince Hegseth of Ye Old Pentagon. And Fetterman, the only senator with a brain. He voted for what was best for his subjects and gains the praise of the King of Florida. We wish you a swift recovery from your fall and have sent ye 10 cases of oranges. Vitamin C is good for healing, sir. His Majesty wishes to bestow on you an earl or dukedom should you choose to keep doing good things. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.